previously on Beer Coasters.
Let's crack it.
A little roasted roastiness.
It's definitely like a better sweet.
Yeah, right off the bat, I'm getting...
We gotta make some beer to go with all this cheese.
See how clever we are?
Well, hello, and welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best in American craft beer from coast to coast and everywhere in between. I'm your host this week. Yes, that's the autumn winds you hear right there in the background. Nice. I'm your host this week. I'm Mike from Boston, and with me this week is...
Toby from Las Vegas, Nevada.
And Chris in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, how you guys doing? How was your
awesome
Halloween?
Great.
It was good. It was fun.
And lots of extra candy.
Yes, I still have extra candy. I hide it all on top of the fridge so the kids can't get at it.
Nice.
So this week, if you haven't guessed, we are doing autumn seasonals. This is all our fall seasonal ales. And or lagers, whatever the case may be this week. For our fermentation conversation, we're going to be trying Sierra Nevada's Tumbler. It's their autumn brown ale. And we'll do a little hop topics. I think we got some comments from last week that we'll read off to you guys. And for our tasting flight this week, Chris, what do you have?
For my tasting flight this week, I'm going to be drinking the Dogtoberfest from Flying Dog.
Nice.
Even though Flying Dog isn't my area anymore.
I think you've taken over Flying
Dog. Who's talking
to you? I need to stop that. Yeah. Because they're out of Maryland now.
Mike gifted it to you.
I've given up Maryland. Chris brought a Texas flag and just stuck it in the state.
It's mine.
All right. Toby, what are you trying?
I'm trying Full Sail's Sanctuary.
Ooh.
It's actually a...
Sounds special.
It's a Belgian Abbey double, so...
Ooh.
A little different.
Interesting. Very different for them. Well, I'm glad you asked, guys. I'm going to try Geary's Autumn Ale.
Hey, Mike.
From...
what are you trying? Oh, sorry.
So, yeah. So we all have our fall seasonal beers. We will have, of course, the regularly scheduled program, which is a tweet of the week, some backwash, and last call. But right now, we're going to go drink some beers.
Yeah.
Sweet.
We're going to go right here, drink some beer.
We'll be back in 2 and 2.
Come on and watch us drink some beer. We're gonna talk about it. We're gonna drink some beer. Yeah, this is a fermentation conversation. Yeah.
Hello. Welcome to our fermentation conversation.
Hello.
So, for this week's fermentation conversation, we're gonna try Sierra Nevada. It's their Tumbler. It's their autumn brown ale. A brown ale from Sierra Nevada, you say? Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
We say yes.
Brand newsies.
Yeah. They have brewed a brown ale before, but this one I think is a little different. Sierra Nevada Brewery, www.sierranevada.com. They are out of Chico, California. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The ABV on this beer is 5.5%. The IBUs are 37. I don't have the ingredients because I didn't do enough homework, I guess. Rate Beer rates this 92 out of 100. Beer Advocate users rate this a B+, and the Allstrom Brothers an A-. Let's crack it.
Sweet. So I think I was reading that this... It replaced their anniversary ale. I don't know if that's just for this year, because they're doing all the 30th anniversary run-ins.
It's brown.
Yeah. It's a light brown. If you hold it up to the light, it's clear.
The darker side of copper, I would say.
It's close to a very dark ale. Copper.
I got quite a bit of head on mine, but I think it's because I poured rather vigorously.
Yeah, I did pretty aggressive pour.
Were you shaking about it?
Finger and a half to 2 fingers.
I got about a finger.
Good bright citrusiness.
Yeah, but it's like a nutty citrusiness.
Yeah.
Like it's very nutty. Citrus with nuts.
It's like a roasted nut.
Yeah.
Citrusy nuts.
It's almost like nuts with like lemon juice or something like on it. Like it does have. You're right. It's got kind of a nutty, malty aroma.
A
little
pick
toasted.
Almost a burnt shell, like a walnut shell.
Okay.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, it smells almost burnt.
Yeah.
You want me to tell you the ingredients?
Toasted. Yes, please. I thought I had them pasted in there, but I have ingredients dash, and then it's blank.
Nothing. Well, the malts they use are 2-row pale, crystal, chocolate, and smoked, and the bittering hops were Challenger, chocolate. And the finishing hops were Challenger and Yakima Golding.
Well, that would explain kind of your burnt sense that you're getting with that smoked.
Oh, I've been dying to take a sip of beer. All night.
Very sharp mouthfeel.
It's got a really good bitterness.
Maybe mine's too cold.
It's kind of a good dry bitterness, but you still get kind of that grainy, like a toasted graininess.
Yeah, I get a lot of toasted out of it.
Yeah.
Toasted out of it?
Mm-hmm.
toasted. That's double toasted for all you newbies out there.
Yeah. Toasted toastiness.
Not quite as much nuttiness on the flavor as I got in the nose.
I don't want to say I'm getting kind of a metallic-y-ness to it, but there's something that has a slight bit of tartness on the tongue, or maybe like a little bit of astringency on the tongue.
Yeah. There, it does finish very dry and astringent.
And now, oddly enough, this has the same IBUs as their pale ale, which I think the pale ales
really
appears to be quite a bit more bitter.
Yeah, because their pale ale is like borderline IPA.
Right. Yeah, So that's why this surprises me. I think it almost balances out. You could tell that they're using more of that toasted malt character to kind of balance this one.
Mine might still be too cold because I remember when I had this before, it was more creamy.
No, mine's pretty warm, and so I'm not getting much creaminess.
No,
I'm getting a really good, just a crisp, kind of dry. I mean, there's some maltiness in there. There's kind of that sweetness of the malt, but still has a pretty good dry finish. Would you guys pair this one with anything?
Pumpkin bread pudding.
Ooh. So specific.
That sounds good.
It does sound good. I was thinking a good like smoked turkey club or like some like turkey with bacon.
I was going to say turkey sandwich.
Or even just smoke the turkey in like a Thanksgiving dinner with some stuffing and gravy. This would go really well with that.
It's a very flavorful session beer, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a good like a beer,
absolutely,
like a craft beer drinker's session beer. You know, good to bring for Thanksgiving dinner, I would say for sure.
Yeah, and the mouthfeel is lively enough to where it's, you know, it could stand up to if you were to have any kind of lots of herbs with your turkey or something like that.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Well, there you have it, folks. Sierra Nevada Tumbler.
Ta-da!
Beer news from across the country. This is Hop Topics.
Hop Topics. Oh yeah.
So we got a comment from last week's episode.
We did. Awesome.
Yeah, we did. How about that? It was on the, what was it? Burning Witches?
Yeah, the Witch's Wit.
Lost Abbey label. And that comes from Ty. Toby, what does Ty say?
Ty says, the best defense is to vote with your wallet. If Lost Abbey, L.A., doesn't make money, Lost Abbey doesn't make this beer. If this is not allowed to be resolved in a capitalistic way, enter Slippery Slope, no horror costumes for Halloween because they're too offensive. A Chinese type of oppression of all media when the government deems that it corrupts the youth. Nothing will be taught of the Holocaust or Pol Pot or Stalin or any major black stain on history in fear of hurting someone's feelings. This is still America, and it's L.A. First Amendment right to first L.A.'s First Amendment right of free speech, and it's your right in this free market to buy what you wish. Except Obamacare. You have to buy that.
Well, I mean, I don't think there was any argument last week that the government was cracking down on them.
Thank you, Ty.
The government's not requiring them to change the label. You know,
right.
It's just a...
Sounds like Ty's a little paranoid.
Right.
At least not yet.
Yeah. You know it'll be interesting in response... This is totally off topic, but the Obamacare thing that he says... There were several states that voted yesterday to amend their constitutions with healthcare amendments that basically counteract the Obamacare. It'll be interesting when all that starts coming into effect. Anyway.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Ty.
Well, thanks, Ty.
Yeah. And for this week's Hop Topic, we wanted to talk a little bit about this little story here on mlive.com. And it says, did you vote? Reward yourself with some free craft beer. That's right, folks.
Nice.
Free beer.
If you voted, you can get free craft beer. And this is out of, where is it?
Of course,
what city?
Only if you live in Detroit.
Detroit, yeah. If you bring your I voted sticker, basically this weekend, if you're in the Detroit area, at the Royal Oak Brewery, you can get free craft beer. That's pretty cool. I think that's a great idea. They should start doing that everywhere.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Oh, of course. No question.
I think all and three beer coasters agree on that.
You know, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm wondering if they could get in trouble for that.
What, vote?
I guess since they're not telling you a specific way to vote, but they're basically they're paying you to vote.
Right.
I guess since they're not telling you which way to vote,
right.
It doesn't matter. But they're essentially paying you to vote.
Yeah.
There was somebody here in Vegas that was doing something too. I can't remember what it was.
They do that with the big breweries. They'd give away like all the promotional products. Like it's not legal to actually give away anything of value to sell your product. Like they're not supposed to be giving away, stickers and coasters and t-shirts and
Steins those types
and stuff. Steins and stuff, right?
CafePress.com/ beer coasters pod.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll get to that. But anyway, if you guys want to check out the article, go on to beercoasterspodcast.com/hop-topic or beercoasterspodcast.com and click on the hop topic section and you will find this there. And you're going to comment on it so we can talk about it next week.
Yeah.
Let's drink some more beer.
Okay.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
Actually, I'm not ready,
fasten
but
your seat
keep
belts
rolling.
For the tasting flight with Beer Coaster Toby.
Thank you,
coming
Mike.
Out of the West Coast.
Thanks for that introduction. Now, on to my beer.
You're very welcome.
This is Beer Coaster Toby, out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm representing the West Seat of the Beer Coasters podcast.
Oh, I just found out something new. Go ahead. I'll mention it later.
Hey, man, I've been on the show since day one.
I know. What the hell? He's always been on the West Side.
Okay, so this is Full Sail Brewing Company out of Hood River, Oregon. This is their Sanctuary.
Sanctuary!
Full Sail has been brewing since 1987. You can find them at www.fullsailbrewing.com. The Sanctuary style is a Belgian double. This is part of their Brewmasters Reserve 2010 series. This isn't technically a fall seasonal, but it does come out in mid.
Oh, you cheater.
It's only available from mid-August to November.
You cheater. That's it. You're fine.
So it is a fall beer. It only comes out in the fall every year. So it has 7% ABV with 20 IBUs. Could not get any ingredients. Rate Beer gives this a 73 out of 100 with a 49 to style, the Abbey Double style. And the Beer Advocate users give it a big old fat B. Cracking it.
Ooh. Big old fat B.
Whoa.
Little splash there.
Wait a minute. Is it 22?
22.
Sweet.
Wait, what did you say? The users gave it a B, right?
Yes, the users gave it a B. Nothing from the Alstrom Brothers.
I did not know that Full Sail actually puts out that Session Lager.
Yeah, that's them.
I didn't know that was them, and I see that beer. Well, I should say I did see that beer. I don't see any Full Sail out here right now, but.
I didn't know that was them. I posed this question to our listeners before, and I never got a response, so I'm going to keep it going. What does the 47 mean on the bottle cap? There's a 47 on the top of the Full Sail bottle cap. So if anybody out there listening knows what the 47 means, give us some backwash. Anyway, so it pours out a very amber, a dark amber color, borderline copper.
Do you want to know what it means?
No, I know what it means.
Okay.
Don't you say what it means. I want our listeners to let us know what it means.
Okay.
We'll reveal it. Whenever a listener reveals it. I've lost the head. I started with about a half a finger of head.
Where did it go?
It's just around the edge there. So on the news, banana. Like brown sugar. It smells like a
banana's
caramelized
Foster.
Banana. Yep, bananas Foster's toy.
Ooh.
Yeah, lots of banana. Very clean smelling too. It's not like a fake banana smell, like one of those banana now and laters, but it's more of like a real fresh banana smell. Laters.
I remember those things.
Hey, remember the now and laters?
Yeah, I do.
All right, I'm taking a sip.
Do you remember the song?
Taking a sip, yeah.
Very big. This is actually pretty cold right now. I was worried that it wasn't going to be cold enough.
Your fridge on like extra cold this week?
I put this one in the freezer because it was I only had like 2 hours to cool it down. So
that's a beer coaster no-no.
It's very grassy and earthy. It reminds me, it's very traditional Abbey style. There's some caramel notes in there. A little bit of fruitiness, like apple. Very crisp.
Bready.
A little bit of breadiness, a slight toastedness. Yeah, it finishes not very dry, but it leaves you with that apple skin aftertaste. Mm. For a food pairing.
By the way, any of you in the Oregon area, Full Sail is hiring right now. You can apply online.
Sweet.
Yes, we'll be waiting for that the check from Full Sail.
Yeah.
In the mail.
The finder's fee.
Right after the Beer Coasters podcast.
For a food pairing, I want to go with something Asian. I don't know what, but some sort of Asian cuisine. Some noodles, some veggies, some like wok fried.
Could you be
food
more vague?
Chow mein.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. With bananas. Done. Chow mein.
All right. So that's.
You like pairing the Asian with the Belgian. That might make a good pair. Yeah.
Is that me always? Is that not a common thing?
Nope. Not common at
all. I must be weird.
You think?
Yeah. Okay. So that's Full Sail Brewing Company out of Hood River, Oregon. This is their Sanctuary, part of their Brewmasters Reserve series. Ta-da!
And now, representing the middle of the country, it's time for Chris to drink some beer and tell us what he thinks.
Go, Mike, do it.
So here I am in Maryland.
What's up, dog?
I claim this state for Texas.
Hey! It's my state!
Nice. The South is rising again.
So,
I don't know if Texas was a part of that.
Probably not.
They're
in the South,
beer,
damn it.
For this week.
Whoa, you can edit that cough out.
Is the Dogtoberfest from Flying Dog Brewery. That's Flying Dog Brewery out of, they used to be out of Colorado, but now they are out of Frederick, Maryland. So I'm still doing them. The website
Chris is stuck in the past, right, man.
Well, we've given them everywhere in between. Yeah. Now he's stealing our states.
Exactly. Website www.flyingdogales.com. The style of this beer is a Marzen, Oktoberfest style. ABV of 5.6%. IBUs of 30. Ingredients on this beer. For malts, they use a Vienna, Munich 90, Munich 100, and Light Munich. And for hops, they use German Pearl and Herzbrucker. Quick interesting note, all the ingredients they use. What?
That hops again?
Herzbrucker?
Herzbrucker.
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 Herzbrucker. Okay.
Interesting note, all the ingredients they use for this beer are all German imported. All right. A rate beer rating of 63 out of 100. Beer Advocate users give it a B. And the Alstrom Brothers also give it a B. And so with that, I am cracking her. No, all the ingredients are German imported.
German imported.
Imported from Germany.
Imported from Germany.
Yes. That's good.
Yes.
All right. So
a nice food pairing on Beer Advocate. It just says cuisine German.
Nice.
Really, really, Beer Advocate.
Sounds like Beer Coaster Toby.
Are you on vacation or what?
The color on here, I'm getting a dark kind of amber color. Pretty standard for the style. Almost no head, which is also fairly standard for the style.
Yeah.
Ooh. The smell. It's very sweet and caramely. Yeah.
Kind of like a German chocolate cake.
No. No chocolate.
No, it's German caramel cake. Yeah.
No, it does have a very good caramel chocolate scent to it, though.
It's wunderbar.
A little nutty.
The Marzen.
Taking a sip.
Taking a sip, yeah!
I think they make enough Marzens. Carl Strauss makes a good Marzen.
Do they?
I think so, yeah. Oh, there's a beer called Rammstein Oktoberfest. Du hast, Mensch. Du hast.
Anyway.
Dang.
Sorry. So this is a pretty good Marzen. It's very not lagery tasting.
So that makes it good.
Lots of caramel sweetness, some dryness.
Yes. Not lagery means good.
Yeah.
Oh, the German. We lost every single one, last one of our German listeners.
That's our next sticker. It's not lagery means good.
Oh, you done?
Sorry, Chris. Come on, 3 minutes. Let's go.
Yeah. 3 minutes in the second part of the segment.
That's right.
So... yeah, the caramel notes that I was getting on the nose follow through into the flavor. I also get some hop citrus character coming through, which I wasn't really expecting to get.
That sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Hop citrus.
And it is. It's very nice. It's very a little. It like a caramel apple. Light, nice sweet caramely flavor with some of that sort of tart apple crispness to it. It's tasty. I like this beer.
Sounds good. I think Flat Dog does a pretty damn good job on their on their beers.
Raging Bitch, man. It's one of my faves.
It's a good one.
If I was going to pair this with something, good apple tart would go really well with this. Yep, that's my story. I'm sticking to it. That's the Flying Dog Dogtoberfest from Flying Dog Breweries.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
Time for my tasting flight. Yes. This week, I'm going to try Geary's Autumn Ale. This is from D.L. Geary's Brewing Company. Their website is www.geerybrewing.com. They're out of Portland, Maine.
Nice.
For all your home improvement needs.
The ABV on this beer is 5.8. I did not get any IBUs. I did, however, get some ingredients
for this challenge beer. For you, Mike.
For
why don't you tell us how many IBUs you think is in your beer?
Very interesting. I'll do that.
You accept the challenge?
I accept. The ingredients on this beer, I got, we got two row English malt. We got Clarity, it says Clarity, Crystal, Chocolate, and Wheat. For hops, they use Cascade, Golding, and Fuggle.
Nice.
Rate Beer rates this a 68 out of 100. Beer Advocate users rate this a B+, and I'm going to sneeze. And the Alstrom Brothers rate this a B+ as well. I'm going to crack it.
You've done Geary's on the show before, right?
I have. The last beer I've done from them was the Summer Ale.
How convenient. Oh, look at that. Summer and now autumn. Was that this past summer? Or was it last year?
Season 1. I don't know if it was this summer or the last summer. It might have been the summer before.
Yeah, because it's been a while. I have to go
back and check. Back with the summer beers.
Which, if you're curious, you can still check out on our beercoasterspodcast.com.
Right. We have an archive section. Check out the podcast that shows everything. And we do mean everything. Anyway, back to the beer. It's very similar in color to the Sierra Nevada. Kind of on the darker side of copper. Little darker head. Little more of a tan. Very thin head. I would say I got maybe a fingernail's worth. Maybe a thick fingernail. Yeti fingernail, yes.
Those are thick.
On the nose.
Very claw-like.
I'm getting some light cocoa and maybe some wheat. A little bit of I think there's some kind of earthy hoppiness in there. Tiny bit of citrus.
Like a tangerine?
I don't know. I haven't taken a sip. I got to guess the IBUs.
No, like a clementine.
Ah, clementine. Yes, yes.
Oh, those are little tiny ones. Yeah. Ooh, I'm going to take a sip.
Reminds me of the clown shoes. Nice. Mm-hmm. Mike, you got to send me some clown shoes beer.
I will do that.
Mike, you just need to send me some clown shoes.
I could do that too.
You know what? It wouldn't surprise me if Mike had a pair of clown shoes.
I just might.
Hanging in his closet.
Hanging in his closet? What are you talking about? He's probably got them on right now.
Oh, Mike took a sip. Sorry.
Once again, back to the beer. Really get some caramel malts in there. A little roasted malty character. It's not as big though as the Sierra kind of had a good kind of bitter dryness to it, and this is a little more subtle, not as much of a hoppy dry finish. It's... I gotta take another sip.
Taking a sip, yeah!
Do it then.
A little bit of roasted malts in here. It's I don't know, it's kind of like an average, it's kind of like a session beer. It's a brown, but it feels lighter, not only in mouthfeel, but flavor, and alcohol as well. But I am kind of enjoying that little bit of a kind of cocoa maltiness. It's kind of nice.
What's the ABV?
5.8. If I'm going to pair this with anything, I think a roast beef sandwich would be good with this beer. But this is also a good beer that, like, you could have a six-pack with, like, a pizza or something as well. So, maybe, like, a pizza with some sausage or
sausage
toppings of your choice. If you get a chance, check it out. Geary's Autumn Ale. Amy West says, "You can't get germs from beer. It's like soap."
It's the tweet of the week. Tweet of the week. It's the tweet of the week. Tweet, tweet. Tweet of the week, yeah.
All right, everybody. Last call.
Last call, which is first up and last call. Every last call is a pint ratings. Toby, what you got?
It is the pint ratings. What I got is 2 pint ratings. Well, I gotta say, Sierra Nevada, they never let you down. There's not a beer that Sierra Nevada makes that I don't like, I don't think. There may have been something, but their normal lineup is all good. The Tumbler, a new addition to their lineup, possibly. Don't know if this is going to be their every year thing, but I do like the Tumbler. I'm a big fan of brown ales. I like the drinkability of this one. Although it's not blowing me away, I like it. I will definitely buy it again. So I'm going to go with 4 pints. With the Sanctuary from Full Sail, it's good. You know, it's a typical double, Belgian double, nothing special. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of the style, but I think that they do a good job with it, so I think I'm just gonna go with 3 pints on it. It's not bad.
Yeah, all right,
that's me.
Nice. How about you, Chris?
Yeah, Chris.
Yeah,
in the middle.
Everywhere in between.
It's like a sandwich.
You're not just in the middle. You are everywhere in between.
And in Maryland.
In between. And in Maryland. One word.
yeah, so for the Sierra Nevada Tumbler, yeah, I'm right there with Toby. Good, solid beer. Very tasty. You know, not like blow the doors off, but it's still good. I'm going to go with 4 pints. For the Dogtoberfest from Flying Dog.
Marzen.
This is a very good example of the Marzen style. It's really tasty. It's really very malty and flavorfully. Yeah, not non-lagery, so we got that going for
it. That's always good.
I'm also going to give it 4 pints.
Nice.
And my pint ratings.
Well, for my pint ratings for the Sierra Nevada. Long story short, 4 pints.
Triple fours.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's good, solid brown ale. It's got some good bitterness, but there's the malt characters there. It's a good one. It's I dig it. For the Geary's, it's good, but not as good as the Sierra Nevada. I give this one 3 pints. I do like some of that chocolate malt character coming through, but there really just wasn't enough there. I mean, really, really trying to detect the flavors of this one. They were much more concealed, I guess, as far as trying to figure out.
Undisclosed.
Yes. They were much harder to detect. And so anyway, I give it 3. Solid rating, still.
Yes.
Yeah. So, on a more serious note here, for individual shout-outs this week, this is donations for a Beer Coaster listener. A memorial fund has been set up for the Magnarelli family, the Magnarellis being cousins of mine as well as listeners of the podcast. Donations can be mailed to the Granite Savings Bank, P.O. Box 180, Rockport, Massachusetts, 01966. Please make checks payable to the Magnarelli Family Fund. They can be sent to the attention of Lynn Anderson and Rob Magnarelli, who's my cousin. He passed away unexpectedly this week. He was only 30 years old. And he leaves behind his wife and 3 kids. 3 kids that are all under the age of 8. So if there's any way that any of our listeners could help out in any way, that would be greatly appreciated. I kind of had to just put that out there, because it's kind of what I've been dealing with this week with my family and whatnot. Yeah. So there you
Thanks.
Have it.
Thanks, Mike.
So you can follow us on Twitter. And we are Beer Coasters Pod, and also on Facebook. We're there too, always posting stuff. I believe that memorial fund was posted on Facebook as well. I'm not sure. So yeah. Thanks.
Cool. For any of your comments, suggestions, favorite beer bar, that sort of thing, you can email us backwash@beercoasterspodcast.com. Or you can leave us audio backwash at 339-BACKWASH, B-A-K-W-A-S-H. That's 339-225-9274.
And don't forget to check out the Wiggity website, which is beercoasterspodcast.com. That's where you can check in on
that.
check in on our latest hop topic and post your comments. You can also leave us a... sign the guest book, all that good stuff right there on beercoasterspodcast.com. You can also subscribe to the show in iTunes, and we are also on podcast.com.
And also, don't forget about Beer Coaster Swag, cafepress.com/beercoasterspod for all your steins and shirts and stickers and things. Check us out. We got some new stuff coming. We do, yeah. Really. I know I keep saying that. It's probably been this, like, third show I've said that, but it's on its way. I'm a busy coaster. What can I say?
Yeah.
Tell your friends. Thanks for listening. We really do appreciate every listener we have. We know you are few, but you are loyal and dedicated.
And we love you for cool.
that. We appreciate it. As always, check out Aces and Ales in Las Vegas, Nevada. This week, they have you can join Celebrator Beer News publisher Tom Daldorf in celebrating great beer in Vegas with Lagunitas Brewing Company owner Tony McGee.
Whoa, that's pretty cool.
They have some specialty tappings from Lagunitas: the Fusion 2 Black IPA, the Undercover Investigation Strong Ale, Bourbon Barrel Age Cap Stout, the Little Something Something. And then the Little Something Wild Ale.
That's the sound of Beer Coasters drooling.
Oh, no.
Hop Stupid, Wet Hopped Pale Ale, IPA, nice. The Pills, their Pale Ale. And as always, just like as we tell you every week, go to Aces and Ales because it is local. Support your local brewery. Drink local. Local's fresh.
Man, I so wish I could make it down to Ace's Nails this week, this Saturday. Ugh.
Be a good one.
If anybody is going, tell the people from Celebrator about the Beer Coasters podcast, please.
Yes, please. That'd be great. Yeah.
And of course, don't drink and drive. If you do go down to Ace's Nails and you have one of those awesome beers, which I recommend getting the Little Something Wild Ale, don't drink and drive, because that's just dumb.
That's dumb. You stupid.
Ridiculous.
That's terrible.
Stupid. Using crazy words like looped.
That's it for this week's edition of the Beer Coasters podcast. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
And just grab them in the biscuits.
Citrusy nuts.
Du hast, bitch. Du hast.
Sorry.
Using crazy words that don't mean nothing. I like a loop, dude.
Ready? Nope.